This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. More and more companies are offering protections to their lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender workers. The Human Rights Campaign says last year, a record 609 U.S. businesses earned its label of a best place to work for LGBTQ equality. Even so, Marketplace's Hub reporter Peggy Lowe from KCUR reports legal protections can vary across the country.
On the morning of January 15th, the day after she was sworn in as Kansas governor, Laura Kelly held a press conference.
As my first official act as governor, I am reinstating protections to state employees who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender.
Reinstating because those protections were taken away in 2015 by former Governor Sam Brownback, a conservative Republican. Tom Witt, executive director of Equality Kansas, an LGBTQ advocacy group, was one of the many gay rights advocates who attended Kelly's signing of the executive order.
And it's an important message to businesses and everybody else in Kansas that this is going to be a place where fairness and equality are valued and promoted.
22 other states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation in the workplace, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures.
A lot of people think that after marriage equality, everything was equalized, that that also meant our workplaces were safe or our public housing programs were safe, and it's not true.
Jonathan Lovitz is a senior vice president at the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. He says the for-profit sector has long recognized that diversity is good for business.
We know it brings the best and brightest talent, the best innovative diverse suppliers to the supply chain, and it creates an authentic respect in the marketplace.
On the same day the governor signed the executive order in Kansas, the State House in neighboring Missouri voted down a similar measure to protect LGBTQ workers. Ray McCarty, president and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri, opposed those protections, saying they could lead to lawsuits.
When it comes to establishing a new way to sue an employer, we're afraid that would be abused by people.
That said, McCarty says his group encourages companies to have welcoming policies for LGBTQ workers or other minorities. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.